Start the Helga Mishnah weiter. Masechta Shviyas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Tes. We're going to do something different with this Mishnah. I think it'll make it easier to understand. First, we're going to teach the Mishnah. Then we'll give the Hagdama. And then we'll, B'ez Hashem, learn the Mishnah inside a second time. And I think this is the best way for you to be able to understand this Mishnah. Habitzalim ha-sarisim. Bitzalim are onions. Sarisim means these particular onions don't have any seeds. Unlike regular onions, says the Batanura, they don't have seeds. Upal HaMitzri, or Pail HaMitzri, again this Egyptian bean, and here we're talking about where he planted it not for seeds, he planted it to eat. Remember, if he planted it for seeds, in other words, only to use it to plant more, then the year that determines which year they are is the year that it took root. And that will have nothing to do whether he watered it or not. We're soon going to see the pull of mitzvah that you plant for vegetables has to do with how much water you give it. So again, perik beis mishnah tes habitzalim asirisim, the onions that don't have any seeds, upail mitzvah, and the pail mitzvah that was planted for vegetables. In other words, not for seeds, it was planted to eat. And what he did was, or rather what he didn't do was, water it. Shemonim hemayim, he kept from watering it. He did not water it. 30 days lifnei Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah. Now, normally with vegetables, you keep watering them. But with these two things, the Betzalim Asrisim or Pail HaMitzri, before your planned time to pick them, you don't water it, and that's because you want it to become hard. If you water it, it gets too soft. Zakta Mishnah Mis Aisrin L'Sha'avar, Yom Mechuyev, to give it ma'aseres according to the past year. In other words, let's say this is year number two. Comes toward the end of the year, I'm not watering it. Now it goes into year number three after Shemitah. And I go out to the field, a big simcha with my basket, I'm going to start picking them. So it's vegetables, it goes after when you pick them, right? It's a year number three. That's ma'aser ani. Answer, no. This is the exception to the rule. The Betzalim HaSrisim and the Pail HaMitzri that you did not water for the last 30 days of the year are called last year's Peiros. They're considered year number two Peiros. And in year number two, there's Maaser Sheni, not Maaser Ani. Well, what happens if they're growing in year number six, and toward the end of year number six, I don't water them? And I wind up picking it during Shemitah? It's a Shemitah Peri, right? No! Normal vegetables would be that way. But these Betzalim HaSrisim and Pail HaMitzri that you did not water for the last 30 days, umutarim b'shvius, that would be mutter on Shemitah, even though they were picked after Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, because they have a din of 6-year peiros. But v'im lav, if he did not hold water back from them before Rosh Hashanah, in other words, he continued to water them all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, then they're considered the next year peiros. It goes after the year that they're picked. And as a result, asurim b'shvius, if they grew on the 6th year and he watered them all the way until the end of the year and picked them during year number 7, Asurim B'Shvius, they have a din of vegetables that were taken on Shemitah, that were picked on Shemitah. And they have a din of Shemitah. And if they grew on year number 2 and he continued to water them all the way up until the end of the year, even though he picked them during year number 3, like other vegetables, it goes after the year that you picked them. And if year number 3 is Maaser Ani, not Maaser Sheni, it's Maaser Ani, not Maaser Sheni. Weiter sagt de Mishnah v'shal Baal. These Betzalim HaSaritzim and Pail HaMitzri, these seedless onions and the Egyptian beans. Let's say they were growing in a Baal field. What is a Baal field? It's a field that's deep in a valley. These fields, let's say, that are in between two mountains, have a lot of natural water because the water is running down the mountains. With many types of things that grow there, you don't have to water it at all. With vegetables, you do a little bit of watering. Zakta the Mishnah. If we're going to say because he stopped watering it, it goes after the past year, not the next year. So here the shear isn't that he stopped watering it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, but here the shear is Shemonim Hemayim Shtei Oinos, two normal times that you would water the fields, and he didn't. He skipped two times that you're supposed to water the fields. That's when we say, okay, so it finished the year before. Divi Remeir is the Alter Remeir. Whereas the Chachamim say, no. Shalosh. when we say it goes after the past year, not the next year when you pick it, different than all other vegetables, if shalosh, if he missed three times, that normally you would water it. And this is a much longer time, says the Tiferes Yisrael, than the 30 days, which is the shear for the Betzalel Masrisim and Pela Misri that don't grow in the Baal field, where we say there, in order for it to be considered last year's and not next year's, it has to be he didn't water it for 30 days. Now, let's try to understand this a little bit. I wanted to bedafka first learn the Mishnah. We'll give the Hagdamah to the Mishnah and then revisit the Mishnah. Normally, when it comes to vegetables, and I want to know, like we said before, what's the birthday of the vegetables? If it grows 1 year and it's picked the next year, I have to know in regard to Maisris, I have to know in regard to Shemitah. Bederech Klal, when it comes to vegetables, the year that it's picked, that's the year. If it's picked during a Shemitah year, it's a Shemitah year. If it's picked during year number two after Shemitah, it's a Maisr Sheni year. If it's picked during year number three after a Shemitah, it's a Maisr Ani year. Why is it different than, let's say, wheat or peiros? Over there we said that it goes basically after the year it starts growing. Okay, there's a shear how much it has to grow, but it goes basically after the year that it starts growing. That's because when it comes to Tfuah and peiros, once it starts raining, it's finished. It's grown. It continues to grow. I'm only picking it next year, but for all practical purposes, it was finished last year. Vegetables are different. Vegetables, you have to continue to water them until the time that you pick it. So Mamela, we don't consider it finished until you pick it. And Mamela, if we're talking about stem vegetables, not the Betzilim Hasarisim or the Pail HaMitzri, we go after not the year that it starts to grow, but after when you pick it. So if you picked it during a Shemitah year, it's a Shemitah Peri. If you picked it during a second year, it's Maaser Sheni. Picked it during a Maaser Ani year, it's a Maaser Ani. Should be the third year. The exception to the rule of vegetables are these Betzalel Masarisim and Pail HaMitzri. Because over here, for whatever reason, farmers understand this, you stop watering them 30 days before. If not, it's going to be too soft. You need it to be a little bit hard. So we say if he stopped watering them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, even though he didn't pick it yet, it's called last year's payrus. So that's why. Once again, let's see the Mishnah inside. Habetzalim Asarisim. These onions without the seeds, not regular onions, onions without the seeds. Upoil mitzvi and poil mitzvi that was planted for vegetables. Shemonim ha'maim, if he did the general normal thing with Betzalel Masarisim and Pail HaMitzri, he stopped giving it water. Shloshim yom, 30 days lefnei Rosh Hashanah, misaisim l'sha'avar. So even though it's a vegetable, you're finished with it the last year. It's considered grown last year, even though you're only picking it next year, it goes after last year. If last year was a Maaser Sheni year, it's Maaser Sheni. If last year was a Maaser Ani year, it's Maaser Ani. Umetarim b'shvias. And if last year was the sixth year, even though you're picking it during Shemitah, it's mutter. He was finished with this last year. But v'im lav, if Itaka kept watering it until Rosh Hashanah, so it's like any other vegetable. Memela, it goes after the next year. So if he picked it during Shemitah, surim b'shvias. It's also during that Shemitah year. And during other years, if he watered it all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, u'mesaisim l'shanah abah, then it goes after the next year when you picked it. If that year is a Maaser Sheni year, it's Maaser Sheni. If that year is a Maaser Ani year, it's Maaser Ani. And then we have this other halacha, the shalbah. If, however, they grow in the valley where there's a lot of water. So here, if we want to show, he totally stopped working on it. He stopped watering it. Meaning to say it's finished last year, you have to show even more. It's not enough that he stopped 30 days before. Here it's shemonim emayim shtei oinis. If two normal times, when normally people water, he doesn't, then it goes after last. You divide Rav Meir. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say Shalosh. He has to skip three normal times that they water it. Oinah means a time period, but here it means the time period that normally people go and they water it.